Welcome to the Humanize podcast, all about personalizing your health. I'm your host, Rebecca Kelly. And today we have certified herbalist Magdalena Shalaki with us and discussing the topic breast health and the importance of lymphatic breast massage. Remember, don't forget to subscribe and get all the other variety of casts and audio, video, and transcription at humanizehealth.com. I'd also like to thank our lead sponsor, Village Green Apothecary, and myvillagegreen.com. And on to our program today. Magdalena Shalaki is the founder of Hormones Balance, a thriving online community dedicated to helping women balance hormones naturally. Magdalena is a nutrition coach, certified herbalist, a published best-selling cookbook author, speaker, and educator. Her health crisis was the direct result from a highly stressful life in advertising, starting from Graves and Hashimoto's disease, total burnout, and estrogen dominance. Today, she is in full remission, lives a symptom-free life, and teaches women how to find their sacred hormonal balance with her books, online programs, and education. Thank you so much for being with us, Magdalena.
Yes, anytime.
I love it. I love when you hear and you educate and you make me so smart. And I'm very excited for the experiential podcast today. So you're going to show us about the importance of breast massage and how to do it, right?
Correct. Yeah. So a lot of us don't realize that we have so much of lymphatic movement going on in the upper part of our body, right? So starting with a lot of people like tonsils, we all know tonsils. A lot of us had our tonsils removed, right? And that's a bit of a bummer because it is one of the lymphatic nodes that also happens to store a lot of bacteria. But anyway, if you've been having tonsil issues, there's a chance that you tend to be a little bit slow on the movement of your lymphatic system. I think a few years ago, like rebounders became really popular, right? You want to kind of start rebounding. Even by me doing this on my chair right now, if you're listening to me and you start rebounding on your chair like this, like you're actually activating already your lymphatic system. The fact that you were going for a walk, that activates your lymphatic system. But we can do something a lot more targeted and very specific for the breast, because guess what? There is so much of lymphatic movement going through the breast. And not only the breast, but I think for many women who've experienced breast issues, this also goes into your armpit, right? This whole area here can be very sensitive for a lot of women. Now, I want to show this because for two reasons. One is obviously the lymphatic movement, but the second reason is that I think we tend to touch our breasts only when we're looking for trouble. It's like, let me look for that lump, right? Or absence of. And we typically approach touching our breast as something that is like kind of fear-based. And I want to reframe that. So something that you can do in the shower or after you're taking a shower and you are about to get dressed and you want to put some nice oil on your breast or cream on your breast. When you're actually supporting your sister, I like calling them the sisters because we really are sisters, right? Like you're the big sister, this is my small sisters. And supporting the sisters on a daily basis from a place of love and care, rather than be from a place of fear of like, oh, God forbid, I don't want to find that lump. Okay. So do you want us to get started with the massage? Okay. Sure. I'm going to move the camera just a tiny bit lower so you can actually see my boobs. So first of all, you want to do this not over your clothes, but you want to do that when you're completely naked. You can do it first thing in the morning as you get up. You can do it in the shower. You can do it with a cream or oil. We'll talk about that in a second. Or you can do it at night just if you're going to bed. Whatever makes you feel better. I like to do it in the morning because it's just like I get us out of the way. I can start my day. Now, the way we're going to be massaging this, the first thing you do is you want to lift up your arm. So in case you're listening to this on audio, I'm lifting up my left arm, putting it behind my head. If you have a problem with your shoulder, if there's a lot of pain, just lift it as far as you can. Otherwise, put your hand behind your head. And the way we're going to be doing this is that think of where your clavicle is, right? Like the space between your neck and your armpit. That's your exit sign. So if you think about it, the lymphatic system is a little bit like trash trucks evacuating crap out of your body, literally. You know, and there's these highways and passages that the fluid is going through. And we're going to support that area by opening up those highways even more. And sometimes there's a lot of stagnation a lot of women have, and that's when it can manifest in form of a lot of swelling and engorgement. So the way we're going to be massaging our breasts is from our nipple. I'm touching my right on top of my nipple is right here, 12 o'clock. And you're going to be slowly moving with your entire palm. You're going to be moving that towards your exit sign. Then we move on to 1 o'clock, right, from the nipple. And again, we're going towards the exit sign. We move on to 2 o'clock and again towards, right? And then, you know, 3 o'clock and so on and so forth. Let me move to 6 o'clock. So again, from the nipple, you want to go down and then up over the breast and over to the exit sign, right? And you want to do that on the other side of the breast. Now, in terms of pressure, sometimes we think like the harder, the better. It's not. So imagine like if this was a honey, you know, those honey sticks you buy and you can get those, right? So if you want to get that honey out of that stick, right, that's the kind of pressure you want to be applying on it. Not too light, but not too hard either, because then the lymphatic system is going to shut down and you're creating more stress for your body than anything else. And basically you do exactly the same thing by lifting up your right arm and doing the same thing on your other breast. It's really as simple as that. Now you can do this in a shower when you're nicely lathered up and making sure that you use nice organic soap, you know, something like Dr. Bronner, Castile soap. You don't want to be putting a lot of chemicals on your breast. Guess what? Your breasts also have a lot of fat, right? For most women, and fat attracts toxins and stores toxins. And so really this is the last place you want to be putting more toxins. So all those soaps that have like all the nice fragrances and stuff like that, throw that damn thing away, use stuff that is just like really nice, clean and organic. So shower is one thing. I personally don't like doing in a shower. I don't know why, it's just not my preference. I like to doing after a shower when I'm dry. And this is when you can either use oils or you can use a cream. Again, here we talk about a cream that is nice, organic, that doesn't use things like fragrances, doesn't have parabens in it, right? Something really nice, organic that you can use on your breast to perform the massage. My preference is using oils. And, you know, as an herbalist, I can't stop myself but telling about a few herbs that have a special affinity for the breast. Some of them are extremely well researched and others have very little research behind it. So let me talk about the first one. It's called Poke, Phytolacca americana. Poke, for those of you who are from the South, I'm sure you've had poke salad before. And so it's not the leaf, it's the root that's harvested in fall. That root is then infused into an oil. You know, if you are very adventurous, you can do it on your own. Otherwise, there's a lot of people who are selling that in different herbal stores will sell that, but also on some women on Etsy in the small batches sell poke root infused oil as well. So what's so special about it? In herbalism, and wise women in herbalism have used poke root for centuries. It is one kind of a root that has got so much affinity for the uterus and for the breast, so much so that if you have a horrendous period, if you're having a lot of cramping, a lot of pain, right, then poke root just relaxes everything and then just takes the pain away. So it's anti-inflammatory, but it's also a painkiller. And it also has this incredible ability to do the same thing for breast. It's part of our product that we developed in R&D, and we were testing one ingredient at a time. Just from poke root itself, our testers were saying that they have 50 to 60% of pain being gone literally within 20 minutes. So poke root is just amazing. The other herb that has an amazing affinity for breasts, and especially for breasts that are engorged, that are very painful, there's a lot of inflammation that's going on, right? St. John's wort. It's just fabulous. A lot of people know St. John's wort as being the happy herb, the sunshine herb, the antidepressant herb. That's when you take it internally. You're going to be very careful because it does interfere with SSRIs, which kind of tells you how potent herbs can be. Although a lot of times we hear, oh, so an herb is anecdotal. If it's anecdotal, then why does it, you know, shouldn't be used with some drugs. But anyway, so St. John's wort, I have actually never found an herb that topically has got so much of anti-inflammatory pain relieving activity. It is a beautiful herb. It's a beautiful yellow flower that actually most of us have passed by. It's a total weed. It's very special. I have a special affinity for St. John's wort just because it makes you so happy. So applying that, again, you can buy an oil that's infused with St. John's wort. When it's done in summer, it becomes beautiful red. It's like ruby red. And that's when you know it's from made from a fresh flower. It's extremely potent. Those ones that I like not so great are those ones that are brown in color. So that's another oil you can massage your breast with. One more oil I'll mention is gamma linoleic acid. So many of you know about evening primrose oil, right? That you can take when you have like a really painful period, and it helps a lot. So GLA is in evening primrose oil, the secret active ingredient is gamma linoleic acid. You can use evening primrose oil as a capsule. You can also use borage oil, which was my favorite because it contains about 3 times more GLA compared to evening primrose. Either one is fine. You just buy that and open up the capsules. You would have that oil in a capsule. Open it up and probably one capsule for each breast, and then massage your breast using the GLA oil. we have found research that both internally and externally, GLA has got, again, a really nice soothing ability. So those are just some really simple things that a person can do to not just massage the breast, but also then bring in this very healing herbs. And your skin penetrates things really quickly, right? So one thing that you can also add, like, for example, if you're working with pork root, just adding a couple of drops of castor oil and mixing that in on your, just mixing that on your hand and then massaging your breast with it, is amazing because castor oil tends to bring in oils deeper into the tissue. So that's the deepest penetrating oil that we know of. So those are just like really simple things that a person can do. And a lot of herbalists sell these oils. You can find them in herbal stores around your neighborhood. Try to support local herbal stores. You can get them online. Some Etsy herbalists can sell them as well.
Now, you mentioned that you did some R&D to find this out. Did you end up creating something also? Did you end up,
We did. Yeah. So our brand of supplements and products is called Wellena. So it's like Magdalena Wellness together. So Wellena, my team came up with that. So yes,
I like it.
We have a product called Happy Sisters. And so there is a cream and there is a supplement. The supplement addresses like the root cause of the problem. In a previous episode that we did together, we talked about estrogen dominance. And so the supplement really addresses the underlying causes of what causes a lot of the breast issue. So I always call it like a long-term solution. Helps the liver, helps metabolize estrogen, helps the lymphatic system. So we got some amazing herbs in here. But since we are talking about a massage, here's a cream. And so one of the cool things, first of all, it's got like this beautiful, nice, slightly pinkish color, just like a nipple of a Caucasian woman, I guess. And this is one of the really cool things about when we were formulating it is the fact that it feels like it's a very cooling gel. So for women who breasts that are very inflamed, that can be super helpful. It also has ginger infused into it, which warms up the tissue because guess what? When it's breasts are warmer, everything circulates a lot better, including your lymphatic system, but it's cooling at the same time. However, it will get absorbed in like literally less than 2 minutes. So someone like me who likes to do it first thing in the morning, I don't want to be, you know, walking around topless for 20 minutes to put on a bra, right? Like I want it fast. So we spent a lot of time formulating it in a way that it will absorb really quickly. You can put on your bra and start your day right away. I don't know if you can see this, but it's like, it's pretty much.
Yeah, it looks like it went right in. Yeah.
And
so that can be used for the massage that you showed us in the beginning. That can be the,
exactly,
the cream. That, okay.
Exactly. And you know, and sometimes I just don't have the time. I don't have the mind space for it. I'm like, I'm so done with the massage. I just want to get on with my day. Just putting it on to massage the breast is good enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what are the ingredients in that? Are those the ingredients that you just went over, the St. John's wort, the
St. John's wort is there. Yes, definitely. So all the things that I mentioned, including St. John's wort, we have pork root is one of the biggest ones. We have castor oil in here. We have ginger extract to warm things up. And then essential oils like ylang ylang and bergamot peel. We have also black cumin seed oil, which is in the Middle East, is also called Nigella sativa. Black cumin in the Middle East is one of the most popular oils, and they say it cures everything but death. So we've got a smidge of that here too. And we do have castor oil, like I mentioned. So yeah, so all the things, like if you don't want to be buying things separately, you just want everything in one place. We've been having just really quite incredible results with the cream, including women telling us that for years they could not like touch part of their breast, or they've been having, you know, just nothing else was helping. And it's just with that cream, just things started moving for them.
Someone can go to hormonesbalance.com to get that, where they can get more information about you.
Yeah, more direct one would be our store. It's Wellena, so it's Wellena.com, and the products are available there.
Awesome. So either if someone's interested in go and create their own if they want to, and if they'd rather just get it all put together and all the research behind it, they can go to you. So thank you so much, Madalena. Those are really valuable insights. So mention again the website where they can go for the cream.
Wellena.com, Wellena.com.
Awesome. And also additional information can be found at hormonesbalance.com, HormonesBalance.com. Let me remind you to subscribe and get access to all Humanized videos, podcasts, and transcriptions from all of our thought leaders like Madalena, personalized health at humanizedhealth.com. Thanks so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure.
Same. Thank you so much for having me.